I'm just bringing
the number. Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Richard?
Yes, it is.
Hey, how's it going? My name is Sahak. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good, yourself?
I'm good. Thanks for asking, man. Appreciate that. It's Tuesday, so move them right along, right? Back on the grind.
Right.
So let me just confirm, I'm sure. Yeah, from the notes you put here, it looks like you guys are pretty busy. You got 5 trucks and, okay, you're trying to branch out to Toledo, right?
Yeah, and like I was saying, I started using anti-leads just to get over that in that direction. So we've been definitely been putting down some work there. So.
And it's been working out. Like the leads are good. Like they convert well.
They have been. You know, like a lot of times, as long as there's work that needs to be done, I'm reasonable enough that I can work with the customer and get it done. And that's my sales pitch. This is the price to get it done right, not to mess around.
Right.
Two or 3 different people come in.
Do you understand? Exactly. Because if it's quality work, then it's going to get you the desired effect.
When I get in front of a customer, I'm telling them what they're getting. I'm like, you're getting the Cadillac, and let's go with it.
Right. And they know it. They can feel that, right, that vibe. Because obviously you guys, your work speaks for itself, and so does your word, you know?
Yeah, and like I say, then plus, like, my brother is ISA certified and stuff like that, so we've got some good credentials for the work, so.
Nice. Yeah, she also made a note you guys got a bunch of climbers. You have a school, too, right? You're training guys?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, dude, you could really benefit from being on the first page there. I mean, people seeing that, that's just going to, that's even, especially in Toledo, right? It's a big place. A lot of money there.
Yeah.
I think that's. Probably why you want to go over the right bigger market, just bigger jobs in general, kind of branch out.
And that's the thing is, like, the average job around in our area is $800. The average job around Toledo is going to run, you know, $2,500 to $4,500. You know, so
exactly, and there you go.
Pays off that much more.
Exactly, and with the price of this is going to pay for this thing 5-10 times over, even one of those jobs. Like, it's probably less than you think. Now, go ahead.
No, that's what I guess I was wondering, you know, the nuts and bolts, you know, what type of price are you guys looking at? What are we looking at? Just so on.
For sure, yeah. So, let me just real quick, so we don't just put you on the first page of Google. Of course, that's the best part, but it's a full-service marketing package. So, you're on all the local directories up to, like, 67 in total, I think, if you want, even like voice-activated searches like Alexa, sponsored Facebook ads. You have a tracking system with an app on your phone. You can see all this real time, where the calls are coming from, you know, what areas are being searched in the most, so we can optimize, you know, your branching out in Toledo. Also, like your keywords, we can switch them out. You have a tech team at your disposal Monday through Friday. You want to run a new promotion, change content, keywords. I mean, you name it, marketing-wise, anything you could think of, it's included. Right. So I just wanted to let you know that first. It's a little bit different than the Home Advisor, right? And the Angies, these calls come to you directly.
Yeah.
Right. So you don't have to worry about kind of maybe sometimes losing out jobs or some of those ins and outs I'm sure you're familiar with. It's not like that. It's a flat fee that covers everything. So it's the same every month, no matter what. Now you guys are in business with this LLC, right? The new one, it's relatively new, right? Is it about a year?
Yeah.
2 years?
2 years. Yeah, we're going on 2 years.
Perfect. Okay, because if you are within your first 5 years, it's considered a new business, right? So they're running a credit currently called a new in business credit, and it does help with the pricing quite a bit. So let's see here. Just to give you an idea of the difference, right? So what would usually be $898 is now just $398. And after the first month, it goes to $299. Because the first month would include the programming, which also does include a website, by the way. So even a website is included and all that. And all your ad spends, everything's included, so there is no additional fees or costs to anything. The number I quoted you is the number that it is.
Okay.
So like I said, with the jobs you'd be getting in Toledo, that's going to pay for that. Psh, no problem.
Yeah, so you say $398 the first month, right?
Right, just because of the initial $99 fee for the website and the programming, but essentially every month after $299. So $300 a month, no more.
Yeah.
You could get 50 jobs, 50,000 jobs, $50,000 job, $5,000 job. It makes no difference.
Is that a month-to-month thing, or is that a...
Yes, month-to-month. We do contracts sometimes for 3, 6, 12 months for you to save money over time, but most people, yeah, we just do month-to-month. There's no contracts or anything like that.
Yeah. Is there a service agreement or something that comes with, I mean...
You do get an invoice, but it's not like an actual contract. You do get an invoice, though, yeah. Everything that's included, the pricing, in writing, everything that I'm explaining. Yeah, of course. But there's just no actual
form of
text and email I send it through. Like, say I signed you up right now. Yeah, no worries. So I just get the address, you know, how you'd like it to appear online, all the information. Then once we process, boom, you get an email and text that has the invoice. We go over that real quick. I mean, it's a very quick process. Have you guys ever tried to get verified on Google before, like the Google My Business profile or anything like that?
No, I'll be honest with you. Like I say, and sometimes even, so we've been doing this so long, like, we just get so much darn work, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
But, I mean, I do appreciate more leads because, like I say, it gives me an opportunity to increase the, I guess, amount of jobs that I'm looking at. Is real. Like
right,
I say,
and branch out to the new areas, right?
Yeah, and that's really what it's about. And like I say, I've got 5 crews right now, and I maybe next year I'll have 10 crews. You know, I get some, I mean, I who knows, I have 100 crews. I would just keep going and going and going.
Right. Just keep, exponentially, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So,
why not?
Yeah.
Just keep moving. Yeah, we had a company, I'm not sure if you heard of them before, Extra Space Storage. They started with us about 10 years ago. They had 4 locations, and they're nationwide now. So the possibilities are there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because as we know, I mean, Google is Google.
Yeah, we do a lot of storm work and stuff like that, too. So, I mean, we're out there. I get out to a lot of different areas. So I guess what's the process here? What's the next step? What are we talking?
So next step, we're talking about for your Google business profile, like how to get you verified, they usually use an address. Now, you don't have to list it online if it's a home address, if it's not a brick and mortar. Is the 9805 County Road a good address for the verification on the Google map?
Give me one second. Is that
what
is
they do?
17-2?
18-2, actually.
18-2, yeah. Yeah, that's our shop.
So that's better.
Yeah.
That's the one you have listed on Angie's.
Yep,
okay. And then for the clients to call you guys, is your number okay, the 6225?
This is the best number, yeah.
Okay. And then what's a good email for you, Richard?
So it's Flores, Flores, tree, life, at iCloud.com.
Okay, so just to confirm with you, so that's Floor Street Life, like floor without an S?
No. Flores.
Ah, Flores. Got it. Tree Life.
Tree Life.
I like that. You got me for a second, but yeah, okay, Flores Tree Life. Okay, I'm like, Street Life? Dang, this guy's gangster. Okay.
Damn, man, gangster.
Like, damn, I didn't know he had that side to him.
Yeah.
Like, okay, respect, bro, respect.
You,
that's what's up.
How you really know how I'm getting my prices okay?
Exactly. The big don of the tree cutters. That's what's up. The godfather of the tree trimmers. That's what's up. All right, so Flores, Tree Life at iCloud.com.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, and then your last name is Flores, then I'm guessing, or is it different?
Yep.
Okay. Usually the email will say the last name. That's why I usually just confirm just to make sure. And then you guys do need a website then as well?
You know,
it's included in what I quoted you.
Yeah, so yeah, because like I say, and that's the thing is, like, I don't really, so I didn't know if I, once we get it all set up and everything, I'll probably kick a lot of this over to my brother, because I don't deal with a lot of that stuff, you know what I mean?
Oh, right, like, he can kind of handle that side of it. Yeah, because actually, so no worries, because the technicians handle everything on the technical side, so you guys can be as involved or not involved as you want. It's up to you. They can do everything if you want.
Yeah, that's, I guess that's where I'm at, because it's like, I don't, like, all I need to do is just get a number for the customer, and then that's where I go.
I figured, so that's what I'm saying, like, you could just answer the calls and bid the jobs and get your guys up the tree, like, that's all you gotta do, right? If you want it to be that way,
that's exactly
right, and that's what, how it should be, right? Like, we run this side, bring in the jobs, and boom, you guys handle the other side, right?
Well, yeah, but, like, and I guess that was the one thing with, like you were saying, with Angie leads and stuff. I'm getting good leads from them. I get a lot of leads from them. But I got to respond on their app back to the customer, and then they're asking me where's the lead at in the process of the lead and shit. And I'm, like, going, hell, I'm self-employed. I don't answer to nobody.
Right. I don't know, I'm not answering that. What are you talking about?
Well, not even that. It's like, because at some point I'm like, well, waiting on the customer to call back. I mean, I almost feel like I'm checking in to somebody. You know what I mean?
Like, right, like you're checking in with them, exactly.
If I get the call directly, I already know I'm waiting on the damn customer to call back and okay the job. I mean, you know, I don't have to tell myself.
And this will eliminate
that.
But then at least, I mean, you could have both, too. Why not? But most people,
obviously,
you could do both, but yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I'll
Why
do.
Why not?
And then after a good 2 or 3 months, I'll make a fuck.
Exactly. Make like a decision. Like, hey, maybe the Google's better. Phase out the Home Advisor. Whatever. You know, up to you.
100%. I tell you, every time a call comes in, I'm like, how did you hear about us? And then I know what's working, what's not working. You know.
Exactly. And then you can kind of gauge it for yourself too.
I did, and I don't mean to take all your too much of your time, but, you know, I've never really had my number or name on the side of my truck because I do a lot of subcontracting because I have so many climbers. Well, then here about five weeks ago, a company that we did, a big company called us in because they couldn't climb these trees. So me and my brothers went out and we climbed them and we got them down. Well, the next day they had it on Facebook about, look at these monsters we took down and stuff. And I'm like, wait a minute.
That. You know, like, that's so my job.
I told my brother, we're done. I go, we're tagging everything. We're putting our name on everything, right? So that way when our equipment's on the job site, the people will know, like, who are these guys? Why are they here?
Right. They'll know right away.
Yeah.
It's trust. Exactly.
They'll know right away. So then it's so funny because it's like my pickup truck, you know, we only spent like $50 a door on it, but I tell you what, and I'm not even joking when I tell you I picked up $20,000 in work just from the pickup truck alone.
Oh, nice.
Like,
yeah, see, to have your brand on the truck and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
It's big time these
so
days.
Like,
a lot of people respond to that.
Yeah, so like, that's one of the things, so like when I'm telling you, it's like, you know, I'll go, hey, how'd you hear about us? And they'll be like, oh, we seen your truck over at Walmart.
Right, we seen one of your trucks. Yeah,
Walmart.
Exactly.
I'm about to buy a truck and park it at Walmart. You know what I mean?
Right, there you go. That's smart. I like that.
Sorry, Vic.
No, that's funny. That's good. I usually don't get to have cool conversations with people like this, so I always enjoy it when I meet someone like that. So.
I'll tell you what,
it's
man.
All good.
This is the same way like when I do my class, I'm just telling people, I'm like, this is how you do it. This is how you do it.
Right. Like, you guys have a lot of fun in the class too, right? So what about the areas you want to show up in besides Toledo? Now, we can do like up to 12 cities or zip codes even if you wanted, or 4 different counties. It's really just how you want to do it.
And it's still all under that same price?
Yeah.
Or what?
Yeah, right. That's why. You know, for sure, of course. Now, we can add on Google Ads, and it would be a little more, but, man, what I'm quoting you is more bang for your buck. And I feel like, especially starting off, Let's start there, and then, hey, you love it. Let's add more onto it, right? Like, get a feel for it first. See if you love it. Whatever, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. Toledo, for sure. I have Toledo. Now, are we also putting in your area, too, of Lawson, or?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. And then, Wasion. Sorry. That's way better to pronounce it like that. I'm a Wasson. Sounding all, like, white. Wasson, is that? okay, any others? you got any others for me? I found a couple here. Perrysburg, Morenci, Sand Creek. Those going to work too?
No, that's getting up into Michigan. I don't really like going up that way.
Okay, so, yeah, that's why I like to ask, because let's do, like, your top 12. We have two already, so top 10.
Man, that's a big area though already, to be honest with you. Perrysburg.
I know.
Perrysburg on there.
Perrysburg, okay.
Perrysburg, Toledo, Wasion. Yeah, that's a pretty big area right there.
That's pretty good already. Yeah. So we could even start there, and then what type of radius do you want to, like, up to 50, or you want to keep it like 30, 40?
50.
50 is okay, yeah, because that's the max, so. You want to max it out. And then for clients to contact you, is phone, text, and email going to be okay? That more opportunity that way, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, like I said, included is our Splash app, the call tracking. You're going to be able to see all this. The tech will set you up with all this, the website. Oh, and since you guys do great work, and I'm sure you have a lot of pictures and stuff, we can use that for your website, too. You know, pictures, content, testimonies, reviews, whatever you want. So if you got anything like that, we can definitely use it. Now, what about the keywords? I already have the obvious ones, right? Like tree trimming, tree removal, anything else? You can have up to 15 different keywords if you want.
Stump grinding.
Okay, stump grinding. Got it. Any others?
I would say that should...
Should we do it for now?
What about, does it have a land clearing or lot clearing option?
Let's see. Lot clearing, land clearing. Yeah, we can use that. Actually, what I can do, too, I can have the technician, like when you speak with him, whenever you can do that. Usually we can do it later in the afternoon or evening or tomorrow morning, but you can pick his brain about, I'll make a note, like keywords with high search volumes that pertain to tree trimming or tree removal. That way you can use the keywords that people most use and get the most amount of searches.
Yeah.
If you want. Yeah?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So let's see. That should be good for that part. And you guys are licensed and insured, I'm sure.
Yep.
Okay. And then I got the address. Okay. We're adding the website. And let's see here. You guys are in Ohio. Okay. So how's the weather? You know, I've been talking to a lot of people on the East Coast. They said it's been getting really hot. Has it been getting really hot over there too?
Well, I've actually been working on the island here in Ohio.
Okay, living it up, living your best life. Okay. Damn, I see.
It's supposed to get really hot Thursday. It's supposed to get really hot everywhere. Thursday.
Yeah, I was hearing 90s and 100s in some places.
Hundreds,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. The weather's been crazy, man. Like, more than usual in a lot of places.
We had a lot of storms and tornadoes, too, so.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, there's been, like, floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, all sorts of craziness.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Yeah, right? The whole world. You see floods, fires, all the wildfires. So our company itself is in Southern California, right? We're in Fountain Valley is what it's called. It's near the Google headquarters. Me, myself, I'm from Washington State, though, a little colder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I moved to California initially to do music. Like, I got my master's in audio engineering and stuff. And then funny where life takes you, right? Now I work for a marketing company.
So you're up right in Seattle, Washington area? I mean...
No, currently I'm in California. We're in Southern California. It's called Fountain Valley.
Oh.
It's in Orange County. Fountain Valley. Yeah. I was saying I'm originally from Seattle area in Washington.
Oh, okay.
Actually a little town called Monroe. It's in Snohomish County. But yeah, yeah, yeah. We're in Southern California. They've been in business about like 18 years or so.
Yeah.
They've been a partner with Google since 2004, I believe.
Yeah.
But yeah, originally I'm from Washington State. I was there for most of my life, so I just brought that up because we were talking about places we're from. So, and you're originally from Ohio?
Yeah, Wauseon. I was born and raised there.
Nice. Okay, cool. So let's see. Back to, where was I? all right, here we go. So we got all the info, got address. Okay, cool. So next would just be the billing address. Is that the same, the 9805?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then that's a, it's a business card with trust on it, or it'd be just your name, Richard Flores?
The what?
The card for the payment method, is it like a business card, like would have the name trust also on the card, or is it just your personal card?
Let me figure out which one I want to use here.
Right, yeah, that'd be important for sure. Yeah, that's why I usually ask, because sometimes they use the business card, other times, it just depends.
I'm going to put you on hold for just a second, okay?
Yeah, no problem. Sure.
So I got to figure out which account Robert wants me to pull this from.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
So I'm trying to get him on the other line.
Oh, yeah. If you want to put me on a quick hold while you do that, that's not a problem.
Can you call me right back at this number?
Yeah, sure. What, like 5 minutes or 10 minutes? Or?
Yeah, give me 10 minutes. Give me 10 minutes.
Okay. Yep, I'll call you back in 10.
Yeah, because... Yeah, he's probably gonna tell me a card, and then he's gonna transfer. What'd you say, 398?
Right, 398. But every month after is 299. But an initial payment, yeah, 398.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. No, just because I'll just tell him that way he can transfer it over there or whatever.
Right. But, okay. Perfect. Yeah, 398. And then I'll call you back in 10. All right.
All right. Thank you. Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem. Yeah, I'll call you back. Bye.